This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Turn open the faucet in your home and you expect to get clean drinking water coming out of it. And we all learned from the tragic events in Flint, Michigan, that that's not always the case. They are dealing with a lead crisis. But what about here in Texas? A new study found that tens of thousands of Texans are getting a high dose of poisonous arsenic when they get a glass of water from their faucet. We're joined by Tom Pelton, the co-author of the report, Don't Drink the Water, from the Environmental Integrity Project. He also directs the project. Tom, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me.
Our phone lines are open if you want to call in. If you've got a question or a comment, the number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. Tweet us at @tprsource. So Tom Pelton, at the Environmental Integrity Project, about how many people do you estimate in Texas are drinking water that has too much arsenic in it?
Well, we look at state records, and they indicated that there are 51,000 people in 34 Texas communities that have levels of arsenic in their drinking water systems that are above the federal health standards for arsenic. And arsenic, of course, is a carcinogenic, cancer-causing agent that also can damage the IQ of young children if they drink it. Now, these 50,000-plus people have been receiving this drinking water for more than a decade with the excessive levels of arsenic. And despite this ongoing exposure to this carcinogen, when the state requires local water utilities or water companies to issue notices to the people to warn them there's a violation, these violation notices have very confusing language in them. On one hand, the violation notices say you have an excessive level of arsenic, it's a violation in your drinking water, but the notices also say, quote, this is not an emergency, you do not need to use an alternative water supply, unquote. So that suggests, if I got that notice, it says, well, I don't need an alternative water supply, I'll just keep drinking it. And we talked to public health experts and other states, and they all said that's a problem, that really Texas should be more clear with people and tell them, don't drink the water if it's contaminated water.
You say don't drink the water. That is the title of the report, and that seems pretty definite. You're telling folks that when they're being told by Texas officials that this water, yeah, it has high levels of arsenic in it, but it's not that bad, that what they're being sold a pig in a poke?
Yeah, basically, the state is suggesting that don't worry about it, it's not a big deal. And, you know, when the state, you know, we've had a lot of news stories come out about our report, and the state's response is basically this: arsenic is not an immediate threat to anyone's health. And you know what? They're right about that. Just like a single cigarette is not an immediate threat to your health. But if you smoke cigarettes over 10 years, that ongoing long-term exposure will increase your risk of cancer. And that's the same thing with these arsenic levels. If you continue to consume water over year after year after year, you will have an increased risk of cancer. Your children will have a risk of having brain damage, essentially. So this is, no, it's not an immediate risk. No one's going to drink a glass of water and drop dead. But you should not be exposed to year after year after year of this contamination in your water without a really clear warning from your government.
I do want to be clear that our listening area here in San Antonio, we're not part of this study. We do not have high levels of arsenic in the drinking water in San Antonio or in the surrounding area. You're finding that it's mainly small municipalities scattered around the state that have, I guess they're pulling well water out of the ground, and just because arsenic is a naturally occurring mineral.
That's right. It's a naturally occurring mineral. It comes out of the rocks. But, you know, there's a lot of naturally occurring minerals that are bad for your health, like mercury, for example, is also a naturally occurring metal that will cause neurological damage. So like arsenic, there are strict limits on how much mercury should be in the food you consume and the water you drink. The areas with the highest levels of arsenic in there, these are all public drinking water systems, not private wells. Private wells have no protection. No one even, in a lot of areas, no one even studies them, and there's no federal Safe Drinking Water Act for private wells. These are all public drinking water systems. Often these are smaller public drinking water systems in Texas. They're often in West Texas, and also South Texas. If people want to find out the exact locations, they should go to our website, www.environmentalintegrity.org. On our website, there is the report and a spreadsheet. You can look exactly the names of all. We actually list 65 communities in Texas that have had levels of arsenic over the last 2 years above the federal health levels in the Safe Drinking Water Act. There are some communities south of San Antonio, people should kind of take a look and find out exactly what their status is.
Right. We have a link to that website on our website, tpr.org. Looking at the TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, they issued a response to this report. They're saying that they do agree with the U.S. EPA that arsenic levels typically found in the United States, you know, specifically Texas, do not pose an immediate health threat. Drinking water standards are set to protect people drinking 2 liters of water a day for 70 years. So they're saying, really, this is the window that you're talking about is a lot shorter than what the EPA considers dangerous.
Well, that's not accurate. I mean, it is true. We do agree that it's not an immediate threat. Like I said, with smoking, if you smoke one cigarette, you know, that's not much of a risk of death. But the EPA has concluded, and scientists across the country have concluded, that over time, over many years, and we're talking in some of these communities, you know, 14 years plus people drinking elevated arsenic levels, there is an increased risk of cancer, even over 10 years, over 14 years. So it's not correct to say that there's no increase in risk of cancer. There is. For long-term exposure over more than a decade, there is an increased risk of cancer. EPA recognized that, and that's why they set this arsenic limit. Actually, 2001, when they set it, this arsenic limit, it's 10 parts per billion arsenic, came into force in 2006. So now it's been a decade. These communities in Texas were supposed to be upgraded, and some are working hard to build new filtration systems. Some are installing filtration systems, which is great. In the report, we mentioned the city of Andrews, Texas, in northwest Texas. They built a system, a filtration system recently, solved the problem. It can be solved. It's sometimes it costs a couple $100,000. And for that, we need Texas state government money, EPA money, to help some of these little communities solve the problem and filter their water so it's healthy for everyone.
Our phone lines are open. If you want to join our conversation, if you've lived out in some of these communities, if you've drunk in that water, and that water is pretty harsh. It goes down pretty clunky when down your throat. I've had plenty of it. Call in. The number is 210-614-8980, especially the Andrews water. That is pretty harsh water. 210-614-8980. And we'll be right back with more Source right after this. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're talking about the vast collections of human remains at museums across the country and the ethical issues involved in that. But right now, we're talking about the dangerous levels of arsenic in the water being consumed by as many as 80,000 Texans across the state, not here in San Antonio. That's according to the Environmental Integrity Project. We've got the author of the new study with us on the air. But also first, we're going to hear an interview with Renee Guger, director of the public works at the city of Seagraves. Our producer, Paul Flav, spoke to Guger earlier today. Seagraves has about 900-plus hookups there, and according to the EIP, has 4 times the safe threshold of arsenic.
A report came out yesterday from the Environmental Integrity Project telling the public that there are high levels of arsenic in communities across Texas, and the city of Seagraves is one of them. I was wondering if this came as any surprise to you.
No.
And tell us, how long has the city of Seagraves been dealing with that?
I would say since the EPA lowered the amount of arsenic that's allowable in a public water supply.
So that would have been 2006, I think?
Somewhere around there, yes.
What does the city of Seagraves do to alert the public?
We send out public notices quarterly to all of the water users in Seagraves and outside the city limits that have our services.
Does anyone express concern about the level of arsenic to you or to the Public Works Department?
Yes. There has been several occasions that citizens call and they, you know, want more information, and what we're doing. And
do you guys ever recommend not using the water in Seagraves?
We do, you know, I tell people that to limit their exposure to drink bottled water and, you know, to use bottled water for cooking. It's, you know, affects older folks and, you know, young children probably more so than healthy, you know, young adults.
And do you use the water in Seagraves?
Yes, I do.
And so do you drink bottled water, and how do you use the water that is from the tap?
I drink it straight from the tap, and I drink bottled water. I do both.
And it doesn't concern you?
No, sir. I've grown up in West Texas, and I've drank this water all my life, and I don't seem to be having any ill effects from it.
The one criticism that I see in this report that sticks out, some communities don't use strong enough language. Do you feel like the city of Seagraves is using strong enough language to make their citizens aware of the potential health risks?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a very small community. The information gets around to folks, word to mouth, as well as the public notices, widely known.
What do you think someone like myself or someone in San Antonio, you know, one of these bigger communities that maybe has a little bit more money to invest in water supply, what do you think we need to understand about what the city of Seagraves and its consumers are dealing with?
Well, right now we're dealing with no funds, and a treatment system is very expensive, and I don't think Seminole or Seagraves has had the funds, the means, you know, to put in this an RO system to, you know, treat the water to an acceptable level. We are in the process of putting in an RO system and making some changes that will get us down below the state's maximum contaminant level. And, I mean, it's just a breath away. I mean, we're supposed to start breaking ground in May.
And RO is reverse osmosis, yes?
Sure, that's correct.
And that would eliminate this arsenic issue, is what you're saying?
Yes, arsenic and fluoride. We have two contaminants that, you know, the state requires us to give public notice on, which is fluoride and arsenic.
Well, I want to thank you for your time this morning.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
And that was Source producer Paul Flav speaking with Seagraves, Texas Director of Public Works, Renee Guger. Tom Pelton is with us. He's from the Environmental Integrity Project. He was co-author of a study saying don't drink the water, which flagged the high levels of arsenic in communities across the state. And so, Tom, when you hear Renee saying that she drinks the water, what's your response?
You know, people can choose to smoke too, and we're Americans. We can smoke if we want to smoke. But if you are running a water department and everyone in your community is being exposed to high levels of arsenic, it's like making all the children and everyone else in your town smoke, because it's just a higher risk of cancer. So yeah, she can choose to drink the water. That's her right. But people should be warned of the risk of cancer. Now, I'm glad to hear that in Seagraves, A, they're tackling the problem. They are building a filtration system, a reverse osmosis filtration system. That's terrific. Also, you know, they talked about a lack of funds. Obviously, it's a hardship on a community to build a filtration plant. But I would just say this, you know, we are the wealthiest nation in the world. We have military bases all around the world. We have all kinds of investment in foreign countries. Can't we invest in our own American infrastructure so that our own citizens are drinking safe water?
Let's go to the phone lines. The number is 210-614-8980. We invite you into our conversation as we talk about arsenic in public drinking water across the state of Texas. Shannon has called in. Shannon, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm a public school teacher in Pearsall, Texas, and one of the things I've noticed is there's a lot of concern about student scores going down all over. Has anyone compared the data on communities that have high amounts of arsenic to student success rates on either standardized testing or graduation or any of the various rubrics we use to look at success for young people in the state.
All right, Shannon, interesting question. Thank you for calling in with that. So Tom Pelton at the Environmental Integrity Project, looking at scores, outcomes, or even looking at general morbidity issues, do we see any evidence that this drinking water is increasing cancer rates or lowering test scores?
Well, the caller talked about students, and it is true that there was a study done about 4 years ago in Maine that looked at children who were exposed to lower levels of arsenic than the federal limit, only 5 parts per billion arsenic, as opposed to the federal standard, which is 10 parts per billion arsenic. And these children with only 5 parts per billion arsenic did have lower IQ scores than children who lived in areas with clean water. So there is that one study, at least, that does associate the higher arsenic levels with lower IQ in children. There have been, in general, studies that have shown that very high levels of arsenic do cause higher rates of cancer. And so then what the experts at EPA and scientific reviewers do is they then say, okay, well, if there's X risk at Y amount of cancer, and then you have, you know, of arsenic, and then you have, you know, half as much arsenic, you have half as much risk. So that's kind of a calculation that EPA makes in setting these standards.
Tom, there are off-the-shelf products that you can buy, attach them to your faucet, or do all sorts of things, filters that you can put on pitchers. Will that do any good for people?
Yes, absolutely. There are reverse osmosis systems that you can buy for your home that will take care of the problem. Now, it is true, it sometimes can cost thousands of dollars. And that's why we think there should be more public investment in these public drinking water systems so that, you know, average people don't have to spend thousands of dollars to have clean water. But, yeah, you can buy reverse osmosis systems for your home to take care of the problem. There's other technologies that are available, too.
But, okay, I don't want to drop a brand name here, but Brita, they have things that you can put on your faucet. Is that good enough?
Brita's not going to do it. There are specialized systems that are set up just for arsenic, but just your standard Brita won't do it.
So it's confusing. We're getting two different messages. You're telling us this is a crisis?
No, it's not a crisis. What it is a long-term increase in risk for people that people should be warned about. Just as, you know, on a pack of cigarettes, there's a warning on there that says smoking will increase your risk of cancer. It's straight out. It's a clear warning. The warning that the state of Texas requires all utilities to give, including the city of Seagraves, for example, what city was heard from, is that the notices must say, quote, this is not an emergency. You do not need an alternative drinking water supply. So that's confusing. It seems to say it's okay to keep drinking it. It'd be like if I got a pack of cigarettes at the store and the cigarette pack says, this causes cancer. You do not need an alternative habit. Suggesting, go ahead, keep up your habit. Don't worry about it, kid. So what we're saying is that we need clearer warnings for people who have this long-term exposure to arsenic. It's not an emergency, but it is a problem of public communication that can undermine people's faith in government.
So but when we have water in a public drinking system that is 4 or 6 times higher the acceptable standard with arsenic in it, but this, it's violating the standard, but it doesn't trigger any sort of action.
A lot of these communities are under orders from EPA and the state of Texas to fix the problem. Several of these communities have received notices and consent decrees from the state saying you've got to address this problem. Now, the communities themselves often don't have much money. And so a lot of them are starting to take action. Others are building systems. Sometimes this takes many years. What we're saying is in the interim, tell the people don't drink the water. Give them a clear warning. Until the system is fixed, warn people to drink the bottled water.
What if people do have private wells? What should they do?
They can hire a water testing company to come to their property and test the water for its arsenic level. And then if it is in excess of the what would be considered a healthy level under the Safe Drinking Water Act. You go online, you can look up reverse osmosis filtration systems. You can buy them. Again, sometimes they cost a few thousand dollars, unfortunately, but you can buy systems for your home to fix the problem.
All right. I want to thank you, Tom, for joining us. Tom Pelton is the co-author of a report from the Environmental Integrity Project called Don't Drink the Water, and he's flagging a number of communities across the state of Texas that have high levels of arsenic in their drinking water. Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
When we come back from the NPR news break, we're going to be talking about natural museums that have collections of human remains. What's up with that? This is The Source on KSTX.